Chapter 3.
Thought you could use a little something sweet after such a day, Naomi Brenneman said as she approached the porch. Something you didn't bake yourself.
Is that chocolate I smell? Oh, thank you, Naomi. You're the best friend a woman ever had.
Miriam set aside the pillowcase she was embroidering to pat the swing's cushion. She smiled at the blonde whose eyes shone like dark sweet tea. After her full day of cooking at the cafe, Naomi had changed into a fresh brown dress, and she held up a pan of the most heavenly-smelling dessert, still warm from the oven.
Your chocolate zucchini cake calls for forks and plates.
And maybe a little time for talking. What with all the kids being at the Zooks? Sit still, Miriam. I know where everything is. Miriam closed her eyes, exhaled wearily, and let the breeze blowing in from the river soothe her like the sweet perfume of the blooming mimosa trees. How could everything around her seem so normal after the way her world had tipped like an overloaded wheelbarrow today?
Didn't want to be nosy this noon, but I could see you were having the time of it, though, talking to that girl in the black getup.
The porch swing creaked and shifted as Naomi settled into its cushion next to her and then handed over a generous square of cake.
I'm guessing she's yours. And you thought she was...
long gone, yeah. Didn't see how any toddler, not yet 3 years old, could have survived being carried off in that flood, Miriam murmured. And I lost count of the nights I fretted and prayed when we never found her little body. Couldn't even say a proper goodbye. Couldn't close the lid and move on. Not for the longest time. The moist cake was a balm to her battered soul.
Miriam savored its dense sweetness as she considered how to share such a story with her dearest friend. The bishop and the preachers at that time had advised them to grieve in private, and after a while Jessie had plain out told her to devote her time and thoughts to caring for Rhoda and Rachel, and him, of course, instead of dwelling on the little one she'd lost. No doubt in her mind, this long-ago ordeal would have been easier to handle.